inch or two of rainfall could lead to localized flooding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Egyptian National charged in Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, due in state court today, facing a series of state charges. On Wall Street, the Dow down 186 points, the NASDAQ is off 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Baltimore Board of Estimates has approved a rate increase for water customers in Baltimore County. The 4.9% hike will take effect on July 1st. The city and county use the same water and sewer system, and it's managed by the city. A local paper reports that the deputy director of Baltimore's Department of Public Works says the increase is necessitated by the age of the city's water infrastructure compared with the county's. A Rosedale woman has pleaded guilty to federal drug distribution and money laundering charges. Terry Allen was arrested after the FBI identified her as the leader of a Baltimore area drug trafficking organization. Saying from 2022 until 2023, her operation flooded the community with thousands of oxycodone pills. Through the conspiracy, Allen made nearly $736,000 from selling the pills. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles' long road back to respectability continued last night in Seattle with a 3-2 win over the Mariners. Heston Kerstad with the big hit, a 2-run seventh inning triple, giving the O's the lead. And then it was mountain time in the ninth.
And Teles clubs it in the air, out to center field. Adams back on the track, makes the catch to finish the ball game. Felix Bautista catches in the save.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Bautista's 11th save in 12 chances, and the Birds have now won 5 in a row. They go for 6 this afternoon at 3:40 with Zach Eflin on the hill. Meanwhile, Buzz Williams learned something new on Tuesday. The Maryland men's basketball coach held a Zoom call with fans and alumni, and in the Q&A portion got a little language lesson. We'll pick it up with a comment and question relayed to Williams by a Maryland Athletic Department official who was moderating the event.
He says, "Mazel tov for renewing your vows. Where do I send NIL money to your program?
Thanks for your willingness to invest. What did you say the first words were, John? I don't know.
Mazel tov.
What does that mean?
Congratulations. Hebrew.
I like that. We need that as a hashtag on Saturday.
Okay, so if you're going to coach in this part of the country, at Maryland no less, you've got to know what Mazel Tov means. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Edmonton Oilers are trying to do something that no Canadian team has done in 32 years. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your home ready for the season ahead? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping Maryland comfortable for over 32 years. From boilers to ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork, we do it all. We offer a $69 AC checkup. Also, right now, mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new heating or air conditioning system. Call us today at 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a BBB A+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
76 degrees in Essex, 70 in Owings Mills, and 73 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, hey there, everybody. I am Andrew Langer here. Turned down my mic just to make sure that it wasn't over-modulating, as it were. So glad I can join you and you can join me. I hope you join all of us at WCBM for our first annual Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. It's going to be held Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, including steamed crabs, pit beef, ham, and turkey. I'm sorry, pit beef, ham, and turkey. Got to remember where the commas are here, Andrew. Corn on the cob and all the sides from 6 to 8 p.m. I think I saw on the menu crab soup. Quite excited. Then sit back and enjoy the Chuck Roast as we pay tribute to the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, for his 55 years of broadcasting. From cracking claws to cracking jokes, don't miss it. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's WCBM.com. The Crab Feast, Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. Go and check that out. Listen, we've got a great show. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Carolyn Boudreau from the Concord Coalition. Jocelyn Castillo going to be joining us from NFIB later on, as well as Rick Santorum. So we're talking about President Trump at his order last night, and he teed up these new travel ban orders by talking about what happened in Boulder, Colorado. This attack, there was a rally in support of Israel. A gentleman showed up and engaged in a terrorist attack and was thankfully arrested before great mayhem could not occur. And this is one of the, in fact, just something, do me a favor, Brian, play cut number five again. We'll just hear the beginning of it.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as
all right,
well
we can
as
end
those
it there.
Who...
It is astounding to me. You know, I was talking about the numbers before. By the way, you want to join the conversation, 410-922-6680. You can also message me on Facebook, facebook.com/AndrewLangerShow. I promise you, Marty, I've seen your tweets here, your messages here. I'll get back to that in a second. But yeah, this issue of who we allow into our country, this is a fundamental aspect of maintaining a republic, maintaining the integrity of our republic here. You know what doesn't do it? It are folks who seem to care more about the folks who break our laws and enter our country and want to do harm than the folks who are here legally, who are citizens of the United States. And by that, you know, this attack occurred in Boulder, Colorado. And so you would think that the political leadership in Colorado would be roundly concerned with this. Not so much so, apparently. Here is Phil Weiser. Maybe it's Weister. He is the Attorney General of Colorado. Let's play cut number six.
The important part about due process is if someone has a basis to stay here, they have a legitimate claim for asylum that they're threatened, that's going to get evaluated by an independent fact finder. And that's how our immigration system should work. It should work based on the facts, based on the law. It shouldn't be targeting people in ways that are haphazard, in ways that deny due process, or in ways that are based on fear, not based on facts.
But just, are you saying this is haphazard or based on fear?
This is a procedure that's been used before, an expedited procedure. And the point is, they may have a claim for asylum. They may not. That'll get decided by the administrative process, and that's how it should work.
Okay. How about no? And the they he is talking about is the family of this this accused terrorist. How about no? How about this? How about if you are here, right? Now, let's start with the illegals, right? If you are here illegally and you commit a crime, you're out. You know, game, set, match. You're done. You're gone. No comeback. If you are here as an asylum seeker and you're caught engaging in an illegal act, how about if it's a terrorist attack? You're gone. You're donezo, or your family's gone or donezo. How about that? Game, set, and match. And listen, I am someone who is a huge admirer of the entirety of the Fifth Amendment to our Constitution. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. These are principles that I hold dear. But the Constitution is not a suicide pact. And if you are here illegally, and the example that I've used in the past is, right, if you are someone who is caught trespassing on somebody else's property and the authorities catch you, you don't get to stay on that property while they figure out if you are in fact able to be there, right? You're caught trespassing. You can't prove that you're there lawfully. You're removed from the property, and then things are adjudicated. You don't get to remain during the adjudication. And in many cases, you will be ordered that you cannot go back to whatever property it is that you were trespassing on. That's just the way it works. Here is Dan Bongino. I know we got a call coming in. I'll grab it in a second. But before we do that, here is Dan Bongino, our good friend Dan Bongino. We know him. We love him here in Maryland. Here he is on Hannity yesterday. Well, he's made some statements about this situation in Boulder. Of course, the left has criticized him because they're going to do that. Here is his response. Let's go ahead and play cut number seven.
Investigating terror attacks that do happen. And I'm going to add another thing, Sean. We're not the Federal Bureau of freaking word games anymore, okay? It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. When some guy shows up at a scene and I'm getting an intel stream from our information center that indicates he threw an incendiary device, okay, while screaming very specific words with multiple witnesses and video, we're damn well going to investigate it. Listen to me, investigate it as targeted violence and a terror attack. You don't like it, you don't have to follow my official Twitter, but I saw a whole bunch of people losing their minds. What the hell you want us to investigate it as? A freaking grand larceny auto? We're investigating it as a terror attack because that's the information we have. And we're not going to start playing euphemisms games and word games anymore. We're not doing it with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Craig in Hereford. Craig, welcome to WCBM.
The due process the AG of Colorado is speaking of is the State Department's business. People apply for visas. It goes through State Department vetting. These people overstayed the first visa they had, then they applied for a work, or they were granted. It doesn't even sound like they applied, but the Biden administration then granted a work permit or a work visa. That was overstayed because that expired a couple of months ago. I mean, that's the due process.
Right.
They got all the due process. And the states, the 50 states, do not have immigration authority. They do not have any authority. It's the State Department. It does all of that.
100%. And it gets back to, I'm sorry, Craig, I'm going to cut you off here because we got to go to a break. But that's exactly it, right? And so when you get, we now know, members of Congress who are working in concert with state attorneys general to subvert what is legitimately within the power of the federal government, That's a problem as well. In fact, you know something, we may talk about this with Rick Santorum in a moment. I'm Andrew Langer, in for Kim Klasick. This is WCBM AM
680. Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, it's official. All Chinese students in the U.S. are going to lose their visas.
No.
COVID and smuggling bioweapons didn't help, by the way.
Oakley-dokley-doo.
A 2 MTG. Now MTG is saying if she'd read the big, beautiful bill, she wouldn't have voted for it. Cut spending.
You are high as a kite.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a polling question open, and it's a hotly contested poll here. Do you agree with Elon Musk's call to stop Trump's big, beautiful bill? Go and check it out. WCBM.com is the website. Right there on the page, you can go and vote and track the results in real time. Very excited to have our guest on. His name is Rick Santorum. He's a senator, former senator from the great state of Pennsylvania. Active on a variety of issues. And I want to start here, Senator, with your impression of what's happening up in the Senate. I know you want to talk about the child tax credit and pro-family policies, but pulling it back to the big, beautiful bill generally, your thoughts, where it needs to go, what's good, what's bad, and are we ever going to return to some semblance of regular order when it comes to appropriations?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I would say with the one big beautiful bill, you've just got to look at what are the problems confronting the country and how should you fashion a bill to address it. And as you know, I want to talk about the child tax credit, which in my two cents is one of the biggest problems with the country is the family breakdown and the fact that we're not forming families, we're not
right.
having children. Our birth rates are ridiculously low. We're not, one of the reasons that I think some are pushing immigration, particularly in the business community, is because, we're just not having enough people to grow an economy. And so we need to have policies that are pro-family, and that's one of the things that can be addressed and should be addressed in this bill. At the same time, we have all sorts of issues related to, a tax code that has to be pro-growth and encourage people to invest and to work. And I think extending the Trump tax credit, a tax bill is very, very important to do that. To do those things, to have pro-family policies and to have pro-growth policies, you have to scale back the size of government to offset that. And if you look at 5 years ago, prior to COVID, spending in this country for the federal government was $4.3 trillion. It's now over $7 trillion.
Right.
And it happened. They say, well, we had to spend all this money in COVID. Fine. Stop it. And just go back to, you want to talk about regular order, go back to the normal
size of government, which is usually around 21-22%, you know, that's at the high.
Right.
Sometimes really 19-20% of overall GDP. It's at 25%.
Absolutely.
We just spend way too much. And so that's what Musk is talking about, that you have Republicans, you know, we've increased spending $3 trillion a year, and the bill that's before that Musk is criticizing cuts $1.2 trillion over 10 years.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing. It doesn't address the big spending problems that were created under really the last year of Trump because of COVID, legitimately so in most respects. But then the blowout that what happened over the last 4 years, and Republicans are unwilling. I mean, these are Republicans who many of them ran to repeal Obamacare, and they won't even touch Obamacare. They won't even cut back the subsidies of Obamacare. It's every reason. Musk has every reason to sort of chastise these guys to get serious about shrinking the size of government.
Right. It's one of those questions you have, which is, where is this money going towards, right? We know it's not going to infrastructure. We know, you know, even on the defense side of it, you know, it's funny. I'm going to take a weird sort of turn here, Rick, so just stay with me for a second. You know, we Newport News Shipbuilding, a big shipbuilder down in Virginia, they just cut a bunch of jobs. I want to say it's like 400 jobs. And yet we're in a situation in which we know that it is a priority of this administration to grow the Navy. We've got a gap between the number of ships that we have and the number of ships we need. And you would think that in part of this overage of $2 to $3 trillion, $2.5 trillion, the you know, some of this money would be showing up. We would have fixed this gap, but that's not even happening. So I you know, you wonder what's going on here if we can't pull this stuff back, right? Because we've got the sunk cost, as they say in economics terms, a sunk cost fallacy at work. Well, then we should be seeing some benefit. Go ahead.
This isn't sunk cost.
Yeah.
This is transfer payments to people.
Right.
That's what it is. I mean, Medicaid is a huge expansion. I mean, we basically have moved people out of the private sector plans into government programs. That's what Obamacare
right.
did. It was a massive reduction in the amount of private insurance. If you go out and try to buy insurance under Obamacare right now, and you know these plans on the exchanges, they're ridiculously expensive. And nobody other than people who get big subsidies can afford them. Why? Because they moved everybody out of
right.
private markets, so you don't have a big pool, a good pool of that you can put a risk pool together to make that makes insurance work.
And so right.
The bottom line is, we've got to move people off of these government programs back into the private programs, and they're not going to do that. I mean, they're just afraid
right.
to cut anybody. So this is not about sunk cost. It's about political courage to stop big middle class entitlement programs. We're giving money away to middle income people. We're putting them on government programs. We're whether it's food programs or health care programs or housing programs. It's just money given away that and people say, well, how can we afford to do it? Well, we can't. And people say, well, then you have to increase taxes. They won't.
Right.
And so we are stuck with these multi-trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eye can see, which in my mind just leads to fiscal collapse.
Right. Well, right. At some point in time, as I've said earlier, you weren't on, the most well-intentioned policies eventually bump up against very real realities. Whatever the intention is, eventually reality is going to sit in. We're talking with Rick Santorum, former senator from the great state of Pennsylvania. So let's talk about families, and let's talk about families and what's good in the BBB and what we need to see moving forward.
Yeah, one of the things I always talk about it and is, if we had stronger families, we wouldn't need all these welfare programs.
Right.
I mean, one of the reasons we have so many people on Medicaid and on SNAP, which is you used to call it food stamps, and all these other government programs, is because families are broken down and there aren't you know a mom and dad in the home to provide a stable economic system. I mean, you know, it's really hard for a single parent to make ends meet and raise children in this environment. So number one, most aren't having children, and couples aren't having children because of the expense, but also it's just they're not, families aren't forming. And so
right.
to the extent that one of the things that I think government does, it sends a signal, you know, about what you want. And so, for example, if we provide student loans and student grants to go to college, guess what? More people are going to go to college.
Sure.
If we provide subsidies for health insurance and for Medicaid, guess what? More people are going to get on these programs. It's the same thing. If you provide support for children and families, there's a higher likelihood that people are going to form families and raise children. And
right.
that, to me, makes sense because it's a long-term saving to have stable families and healthy children.
Well, it also gets down to this idea, something that we've talked about. We know that the single most important determining factor in a child's educational success is the involvement of the parents in that child's schooling. But if you have parents who are working, if you have two parents who are both working and they can't be home for events, they can't be home to follow on what's going on with the schools, if the kids are just coming home and they're just getting on their screens, they're not going to develop in the same way that other kids, right? We've heard this before. This is the flip side to when the progressives talk about the issue of parents with nuclear families who read to their kids when they're young. So, you know, these kids have a leg up. The reality is we should be creating an environment which fosters this involvement and doesn't create circumstances which make that involvement impossible. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And people say, well, the government shouldn't, you know, get into it. The government does get into it. The government taxes American families, you know, a ridiculous amount, whether it's just, you know, Social Security and Medicaid and, excuse me, Medicare and just the basic, you know, what they're calling payroll taxes, in addition to income taxes, in addition to sales taxes, in addition to all the real estate tax and everything else, the American family is taxed to the point where now, you know, increasing numbers of, if not increasing, I mean, it's been this way for a long time. You know, you have dual income families. Moms can't stay home. Dads can't stay home because they need to make more money to pay the government for the services that are then provided to folks. What we need to do is let folks keep more of their money, particularly families. And society used to be in the position that they would support families. They had, you know, the tax codes, you know, in the 50s and 60s were very family friendly. You know, if
yes.
you had, you know, two or three kids, you never paid any taxes. Why? Because society knew it was a benefit
right.
to have these families be stable and be economically well off in order for them to help to have an environment where they can raise children and spend time with those kids. We sort of lost that. And that's what we're trying to reclaim here.
Senator, listen, we got to leave it there. How do folks find out more about the good work that you're doing?
You can go to, you know, ricksantorum.com, and that's my website, and we'll share all the great stuff we're up to.
ricksantorum.com. Go and check that out. Senator Rick Santorum, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listen, after the news, we're going to be joined by Jocelyn Castillo. She's a principal with the National Federation of Independent Business. They're the nation's largest small business association. We're going to talk about small business and entrepreneurship and the challenges that are being faced. I've been doing a lot of work on this. Expect some writing coming up. In fact, I'll tease that as well. You can join the conversation after we talk with Jocelyn, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Message me on Facebook, facebook.com/Andrew Langer Show. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is ordering an investigation into whether there was a cover-up, President Biden's cognitive state toward the end of his term in the White House. A policy that sparked legal and political challenges during President Trump's first term is making a comeback. Effective Monday, the U.S. will be closed to people from a dozen countries based on national security grounds. Having trouble breathing this week? If so, you're not alone. The culprit, according to the National Weather Service, those Canadian wildfires, and they continue to burn. Abducted by Hamas when it attacked Israel in 2023, the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages have been recovered by Israel, 56 captives still being held in Gaza. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points, the Nasdaq trading 28 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The O's are rejuvenated in Seattle.
0-2 on Kerstad, who corks it down the right field line, hooking into the corner. That is a fair ball, and it'll go deep into the corner, allowing Arias to score easily. Here comes Mayo. He scores. Kerstad trucking into third with a go-ahead triple.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Kerstad's two-run triple in the seventh was the difference as the O's win their season-high fifth in a row, 8th and 10. 3-2 over the Mariners. After the game, manager Mancelino on the fight he saw from his birds.
They kind of stay in the fight the way they did, to put the ball in play, to battle two strikes, build up pitch counts, to, you know, get some traffic, and then give yourself a chance to get the big hit.
It's been 32 years since a Canadian team last won the Stanley Cup. The Edmonton Oilers trying to change that.
Out of the point, Bouchard. Eugene Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Leon Draisaitl with the game winner or power play goal with 31 seconds to go in overtime. And the Oilers take game one from the Panthers in Edmonton. 4-3 was the final. The last Canadian team to win the cup were the Montreal Canadiens in 1993. Coming up in 30 minutes, go into the movies with Derrick Henry. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures will be warm once again as we head toward the afternoon, looking for highs in the mid to upper 80s, close to 90 again with more humidity, so definitely that summer feel. As we head toward Friday, we'll see a few more clouds rolling in and temperatures still in the 80s. Tracking our next weather maker, Saturday morning starts rainy and we'll have showers for most of the day Saturday, a few more on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your homework's harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Saturday morning from 7 to 8, turn off the tiller, shed those garden gloves, and leave the dirt under your fingernails, because you'll fit right in with the Garden Club with Alan Summers, the garden guru. Saturday mornings at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I am Andrew Langer in for Kim Klasick today, and you've heard me mention this before. Y'all know how much I love small business and entrepreneurship, and it's due in no small measure to the work that I did in the early 2000s for an organization called the National Federation of Independent Business. NFIB.org is the website, the nation's largest small business association. Joining us right now is their head of federal relations. Her name is Jocelyn Castillo. Jocelyn, listen, obviously spending a lot of time talking about the big, beautiful bill. We're talking a lot about trying to make the cuts in the TCJA permanent.
Talk about how this all plays with small business.
I mean, it's such a pleasure to join you, you know, a friendly voice and your listeners. But, you know, right now, one of the most important bills in over a decade for Main Street just passed the House and it's heading to the Senate. And you called it the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. That simply would stop a looming tax hike on millions of small business owners. And, you know, chief among the provisions that we had been watching with great despair was the small business deduction, the pass-through deduction that over 30 million businesses take advantage of. This is a deduction that has allowed millions of businesses to reinvest in their business, to hire, to survive and stay afloat through inflation. This was going to expire in addition to individual taxes going up. So it would have been a massive blow to Main Street. And so this is still not done. This is in the Senate, but they have a chance to get it right. And right now things are looking great. The bill would not only make permanent that provision, but actually increases it a little bit to 23%. So we're counting on the Senate, and we're obviously all hands on deck, activating every small business. We're live on air, on TV, with digital ads, trying to tell Congress that they need to finish the job.
So, and we're talking with Jocelyn Castillo from the National Federation of Independent Business. So let me ask you this, because I was over at the SBA yesterday, and I've been really pleased with a lot of the movement over there. We are in an environment in which I think we once again have an administration that really understands the challenges that small business owners are facing, you know, and one of the things is the issue of certainty. This gets into this, you know, spending bill. The issue of trying to make things certain over time on the regulatory front. Yeah, I know we're engaged in massive deregulation, but, you know, if we don't add regulatory burdens, that's important. Talk about certainty. Talk about what NFIB's members are saying about that, especially when it comes to things like tax policy.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, overall, the administration has showed incredibly positive signs to actually pay attention to the small business half of the economy, which a lot of people don't know isn't always tethered to the NASDAQ. You know, it's 44% of the GDP. And the reality is that small business owners have been treading water for a while, waiting to hire, to expand. They've been dealing with inflation. And the uncertainty of looming tax hikes only adds to that pressure. It means that they are not going to buy that extra equipment. It means that they're not going to buy that extra franchise or create that new position. And until Washington sends the right signals, they're not going to do that. 93% of Americans want Congress to protect, you know, small businesses, in particular the small business deduction. So it's not a partisan issue. It's about keeping Main Street alive and dynamic, which frankly helps the overall economy. And so Congress right now can send a very strong message by making this permanent, which is we care about small businesses. We want you to thrive. And here's a sign that you know, you have the certainty to get back and invest in your communities.
So we're talking with Jocelyn Castillo, and I want to apologize, Jocelyn. I had said NFIB.org. That's sort of an internal thing. It's NFIB.com is the website. That's how you go and you find out all the good things that NFIB is up to. Let's talk about some of the other things that Congress has done regarding this. You know, the California air waiver situation. Let's talk about other things that Congress is doing to promote the small business agenda in America.
Yeah, well, you know, we're seeing a very good, you know, pace at deregulating. In the last 4 years, we have seen massive regulatory changes that, you know, to your point, create uncertainty. Businesses want to know what they're dealing with. And when you're talking about a mom and pop shop, like my small business owner, you know, mother who basically is a solopreneur, they don't have the compliance resources to be tracking what OSHA or the Department of Labor or what CFPB is putting out. And this has been, you know, dealing with a lot of changes in the regulatory environment and, frankly, burden and red tape. And so we're seeing that red tape that is highly unnecessary come down slowly. And, frankly, we're seeing really positive changes in the energy space because I tell you, if we can lower the cost of energy across the board, I don't care what industry you're in, you're going to see just strong dynamism in the economy because it costs a lot of money to produce things, to transport them. Our businesses have been dealing with the high cost of energy kind of across the board. And so some of the congressional resolutions that we've seen that are undoing a lot of red tape that has increased the cost of energy, that is very positive, combined with making, you know, permanent the small business deduction and locking in individual tax rates and all of the other work that's being done, you know, to cut red tape. I think that we're very optimistic about the future here in the next few months.
You know, a lot of folks don't recognize that back in 2007, 2008, when the economy tipped over, it wasn't just the housing bubble popping, but it was the massive run-up in energy prices. Because as you point out, Jocelyn, these small business owners, unlike big businesses, they don't get the benefits of economies of scale. They can't negotiate for lower energy rates because they're so big. And unlike individual energy consumers, right, you can't pick and choose which trips you're going to take, right? If you have a flower shop, a Main Street flower shop, in order to deliver your flowers, you got to, you know, you're going to go and buy gas where everybody else buys gas. And so you don't have those opportunities to sort of, so you get caught in the squeeze there. And that's why this is important here. You guys have a new tool out. You did it at the end of May to help small business owners explore the impact of the small business tax deduction. Can you talk about that? I know that gets very specific here, but I have great confidence in you.
Well, you know, we're excited. To your point, nfib.com/stop the small biz hike, that's biz with a Z. We released a brand new tool where you can enter your information, you know, you have your tax forms, and you can see exactly how much money you will be saving once this deduction is made permanent. And so you can, you know, do the math and understand exactly what it is, you know, because sometimes I talk about big numbers here, you know, 23%,
sure,
trillions of dollars. This will make sure that you know for your business that specific year how much money we're talking about if this were to expire, and how much money you can save, and not only save, but also reinvest, because business owners don't just hold on to this and put it in the bank. Time and time again, we've seen that they bring back benefits, they bring back healthcare benefits for their employees, they hire more people, they buy more equipment. It is a win-win.
There you go. Listen, our guest is Jocelyn Castillo. She is the head of federal affairs for NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. Jocelyn, listen, give Brad a hug from me. I miss those guys. Got to come in and chat with you about the regulatory work that we're all doing. How do folks find out more about the good work that you do?
Stay tuned. Obviously, become a member, and also
yes,
follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. NFIB.com is the best place to start. We provide updates about things that impact the smallest of businesses in America. We are the voice of small businesses. Stay tuned, and thank you so much for having
us. Hold on. Actually, Jocelyn, before I let you go, talk a little bit about membership, because it used to be that the vast majority of first-year members, that was all done door to door. I'm assuming that because of COVID, that all changed. This is important, this issue of becoming members of NFIB, because it's still a member-driven organization in terms of the issues that you guys get involved in. Talk about the importance of membership and how folks get involved.
Well, you know, not to disparage any interest here in D.C., but the reality
yeah.
is that the people that get representation here in D.C. are the ones that have a seat at the table. And so while we
right.
may not be, you know, led by huge corporate CEOs, we have hundreds of thousands of small business owners. And so our strength is in numbers. There are 33 million small business owners out there. And if we come together as one voice, we cannot be ignored. And that's why membership is so important. Every member has a voice at NFIB. Every member gets to vote on the priorities and the issues in which our organization engages. We are member-driven and data-driven. So we have a mandate. You know, we have ballots every year. So our members tell us what to do. So by becoming a member, and it is a nominal fee, it is really not cost prohibitive, not only do you have access to advocacy and resources, but you get to join a choir. And I think that is what makes us so powerful and difficult to ignore.
Amen to that. Well, Jocelyn, thank you so very much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, Jocelyn Castillo, she is head of federal affairs for NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. NFIB.com is the website. I am Andrew Langer. I want to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. We got a question from Marty I'm going to get to in relation to what I was talking about with Scotty Hughes in the last hour. I am Andrew Langer. This is WCBM AM 680.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness.
One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The GOP-controlled House and Senate have sent fewer bills to a Republican president than any other Congress in 70 years. All the executive orders that President Trump has signed need to be codified
into law,
because they'll get wiped out. And all this hard work that we've done over the last 4 years will mean nothing.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCPM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
So I got this from Marty earlier. By the way, I got this from Doug. Listener Doug, and I appreciate this, Doug. He writes, I guess you've never had a squatter trespassing on your property. Not so easy to get them out. Yeah, I mean, listen. This gets into the problems of landlord and tenant law in places like Maryland, and you're right. That's certainly an issue. But I'm talking about sort of the run of the mill kind of a thing. If you come home and someone's trespassing or whatever, you at night you look out your window and someone's going through your backyard, that's what I'm talking about here. But I get exactly what you're saying. Marty writes, asks the question. He asked this of Scotty. Unfortunately, I didn't see it until after she was gone. Are we seeing the end of the two major parties as we know them? We have two fractured parties. And you would think that at the end of the day, what would happen is, I'm sorry, it sounds like I'm sort of searching for an answer, and I'm really not. Because the short answer is no. And the reason why is that despite all the fractures that are out there, the two parties have such a stranglehold over the institutions themselves that it becomes very difficult for anything else to supplant them. That's the issue. And what you really have at the end of the day, unfortunately, is the refining of extremism, especially when it comes to the left. It leads to this kind of accretion that's out there, this issue of nothing getting done because nobody can come to an agreement. But I don't see any other party sort of stepping up there, because so much of our electoral process is bound up in these two major parties getting folks elected. And then once they get in power holding those, and I'm talking about this generally at the federal level, though I think the same thing is true in most of the state legislatures that are out there. And we're not going to move to a parliamentarian system of government, which would change this. And, there are some folks who are calling for it. The reality is that I think it starts with a return to first principles in terms of how we govern. I think some of this changes with more power being pushed out of the executive branch back into the legislative branch. And I think more is being done, as the White House and the executive branch sort of engages in this deregulatory process, as the court steps in there and helps to define the areas of power that each branch has. This helps to sort of return. And yes, I know we can talk about the issue of unelected judges overturning decisions of the executive branch. But the reality is that the executive branch is not supposed to have that level of power. You're supposed to have power, but it's not supposed to be an absence of congressional action, which is what we have now. Anyway, I want to go here because we've been talking about the issue of immigration, and we played the clip of the Attorney General of Colorado. And we're going to open up the issue of Democrat hysteria with regards to the Big Beautiful Bill. Literally the hysteria. Glenn Ivey from here in Maryland getting hysterical about it. Chuck Schumer getting hysterical about it. But before we talk about Chuck Schumer, I want to play this because this underscores part of what Rick Santorum was talking about, though I didn't ask him about this. He wasn't specifically talking about illegals, but he was talking about the issue of entitlements and the expansion of entitlements and the transfusions of cash from the public fisc into the pockets of individuals. And Chuck Schumer had this to say regarding this reconciliation bill. Let's go ahead and play cut number 8.
GOP lawmakers have defended some of their budget bills, Medicaid reforms, by highlighting preliminary CBO projections of roughly 1.4 million illegal immigrants losing their coverage under state-funded health programs. Is reducing federal Medicaid payments to states that provide coverage to undocumented immigrants a reform that you would support?
The bottom line is this overall bill is so awful. If they want to aim, if they got some specific issues, aim it. Don't just do a meat axe or a chainsaw across the board and cut everything. I don't know if their numbers are accurate. These are GOP numbers, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, Ms. Reporter, however many millions of people who are not in the United States legally, who are nevertheless getting their medical care entirely paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That doesn't matter. They can't take a meat axe to this. Guess what? Yes, we have to. I mean, you know, when you allow the problem to fester, and again, let's set aside for a moment whether or not the massive influx of illegal immigrants into the United States was purposeful or not. That's an important question, but that's not the question we need to identify and answer in order to get the answer to this question, which is the fiscal impact of that. You know, other things, you know, other conversations out there on CNN that I didn't pull about, oh, well, we need to be taxing billionaires, blah, 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 blah. How about Rick Santorum is absolutely correct when we talk about these things, that and we're going to get into this with Carolyn Boudreau in the next hour, by the way. Maybe not about illegal immigrants, but specifically about the gap between revenue and spending and returning somehow to pre-COVID spending levels. Again, even adjusting for inflation, we're still vastly over where we should be. And the issue of entitlement reform and granting of entitlements to those who are not here legally. You know, even if you're here legally and you're an illegal immigrant, there was a point in time where you were not allowed to get entitlements. If you could not support yourself, you could not go and get government assistance if you were here legally, even as a migrant. Right? That's part of the deal that we make to people, is that you have to be self-sufficient in order to come here so you don't blow out our budget. You can't have it. Milton Friedman said it best, right? You cannot have a massive welfare state and unrestricted migration. Or I think as he might have even put it more bluntly, you can't have a massive welfare state and open borders. Because that is the surest way to bankrupt a country. Right? If there is no disincentive to coming here, and every incentive, right? These states that are out there that are using federal tax dollars to give health care to folks who are not here legally, right? That makes those states attractive opportunities for folks to come here illegally. Now, of course, as we've already pointed out, Illegal migration is down substantially because we have created disincentives to this. We've closed the border. We've made it harder to come in. We've cracked down on abuse of the asylum system. We are kicking people out if they overstay their welcome. And let me say, just so you all understand, I'm someone who believes that legal migration is an essential element of who we are as Americans, right? That's one of the things that makes America exceptional, is that anybody can come here and become an American. But you got to go through the right process. Part and parcel of that is going through and doing it in a lawful fashion. But this idea, well, I mean, listen, Chuck Schumer said it best, right? He doesn't care. Millions of people. I mean, we can talk about this. And then you get into just what Rick Santorum was talking about, how it completely skews everything else in the system. Now, he wasn't even talking about the resource economic side of healthcare, right? Which is really, to me, the more important part. But set that aside. I don't, you know, in the same way, I'm not sure what Terrell was expecting in the first hour with my not knowing in granular detail the specific election results of the 2020 election. Right? I am thinking about regulatory costs. I am thinking about budgetary costs. I am thinking about how to solve the healthcare problem in America and the gap between the number of doctors we have and the number of patients we have. That is what consumes my days. To an extent, obviously, who is in charge in the White House and their mental state of being and whether or not the chief executive of the United States has the acumen to be running the country, that's part of this. Because frankly, if the president of the United States is a slobbering idiot who is delegating his responsibilities to unelected bureaucrats, that's a problem. That's how you get 10 million people migrating to the United States illegally. That's how you get a regulatory state that explodes at 14% a year and almost doubles within the space of 4 years. And that's how you get budgets blown out. And in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Carolyn Boudreau. We're going to be talking about the big, beautiful bill in the next hour. Russ Vogt was up on the Hill testifying on this. We're going to play what he had to say. Oh, and of course, the hysteria. We're going to kick it off with the hysteria from the Democrats. Want to hear from you on the BBB. We got the polling question out there. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. WCBM.com is how you answer the poll question. I'm Andrew Langer. This is WCBM.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and